This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And one...
Well, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? It's your boy, High Five Tom, and I've got a very special edition of the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. I've got my good friend here, quickly becoming one of my favorite monthly guests at this point. I've got Ruthless Peapod to tell us about the miasma. I got that right?
That is miasma. It's miasma. Also, I mean, some people call it miasma, miasma, but it's definitely pronounced miasma. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for taking some time out and having me on again.
Of course. So yeah, going down April 7th, Sunday, April 7th, at the H2O Wrestling Center in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Yep.
And you may be asking, well, Williamstown, that in New Jersey, that's not in the Midwest. Well, obviously, Ruthless Pearl is definitely rooted in the Midwest. And at the end of the day, this is my fucking podcast, and I'm going to cover any goddamn show I want. So
yeah. Take that.
But yeah, no, I mean, all bullshit aside, like I said, I mean, you guys are definitely, I mean, are what the Midwest wrestling scene is about, all bullshit aside. So, I mean, the least I could do is, you know, help cover and promote this show. So,
well, we appreciate it. You know, like we were talking about, like, if we can get one more person into us or, you know, a couple more hours on our streams and, you know, we're doing something right. So we're very excited for our return to the New Jersey area. With this show, Miasma, it is stacked from top to bottom. Every match could be a main event on any card throughout the year, but we're smashing it in here. All titles are on the line. International talent. A lot of these matches are first time ever. It's gonna be insane.
Nice. And listen, and you guys have ran New Jersey, obviously, the H2O Arena. Is that the first time you guys ran the H2O Arena?
So this is the second time we've been in the H2O Wrestling Center. Last year, actually around this time, we were doing our debut out there for a show we called Street Trash. Okay. So we were out there when WrestleMania was last year on the West Coast. Yeah. We did a couple of shows with us and a couple of other companies did it on the East Coast. So that's what we're doing. But this time, you know, WrestleMania is in Philadelphia and every independent under the sun is holding a show around in that area. And from Philly to Williamstown, New Jersey is a half hour. Okay. So we are within the distance, tons and tons. The wrestling world all collides around there. So whether you're a longtime fan, first time fan, want to get out there for the independents, you know, everybody and their mother are in there in wrestling. So we're very excited to present a show and showcase what we do here in the Midwest with Ruthless Pro for people from across the world joining us and joining for whatever wrestling mania is happening around. So,
yeah, and Liz, it's kind of cool. So, I mean, because I got back into wrestling in 2015, Liz said, but I mean, and like I said, they just started running shows around Mania pretty shortly before that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty funny to think it's like why it took people that long to figure that out. But,
you know, it's one of those things that, if people, because I think it started because like they started making WrestleMania like more than just a day thing. It was almost like a whole weekly thing with some extra opportunities. So the more people, the more they expanded, more opportunities of people going to be sticking around in the area more, you know, a lot of independent companies that are like, let's do this. And it's great for the talent. It's great for opportunities to branch out and do a lot. It's very exciting. It's very exciting to be a wrestling fan in general in 2024.
Yeah, and listen, and to quote one of my favorite podcasts, the Josta Show, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, one of my personal favorite bands. But at the end of the day, high tides raises all ships. So exactly. the better everyone, you know, the people our top are doing, that just, I mean, it comes all the way up. So,
I agree.
And it definitely shows. But yeah, huge card here. So first, I'm going to go here from the graphic you sent me here. So we have a Typhoon of Light Tubes match going on.
Yeah. We have Judge Joe Dredd who, you know, for many of those who don't know, is kind of a mainstay out of the West Coast. And we are, you know, his home on this side of the country for a lot of his stuff. He debuted last year at King of the Kill. And he's always been very open about, you know, one of the people that he wants to get a hold of, he wants to be in a ring with, is Matt Tremont. And recently, Matt Tremont has been kind of transformed in this this new version of himself, a more deadlier version, more scary version. Nicknamed himself the Killdozer instead of the Bulldozer. And Judge Joe Dredd hates it. Judge Joe Dredd wants to quote unquote set him free, be the man that he admire, not this goofiness that he is doing right now. So Judge Joe Dredd, after his match at Animosity, took it upon himself to throw down the challenge, and we're gonna be in Matt Tremont's home at the H2O Wrestling Center. So it's going to be a Typhoon of Tubes. It's Joe Dredd versus the Killdozer, Matt Tremont.
Nice, and it's scary to think that Matt Tremont can get any scarier.
Yeah, exactly. He's obviously Matt Tremont is a living legend in the deathmatch world. A former IW TV World Champion, current American Deathmatch Champion. You know, the owner of H2O. He's wrestled a who's who of independent and deathmatch legends. Hell, he took on Onita in an explosion ring death match in America. Like the, yeah. You know, it's insane to even wonder about that. He did that just a few years ago. And Matt Tremont is, you know, popped in and out of, in RPW, a little bit. And this is going to be insane. I'm very glad that the announcing, area is, way above in the crow's nest of sorts. Yeah. So I'm away from most of the chaos, of all of this.
Nice. That's awesome. And it's really cool. So I forgot to mention earlier that you guys obviously have this working relationship with H2O Matt Tremont. So that's really cool. So that's just a testament to what you guys are doing over. But next we have a Red Light District death match.
So last year, one of the matches that went very viral for multiple reasons was Schwartzy and H2O Wrestling Center legend and Hall of Famer Low Life Louis Ramos. And Low Life Louis's been in the biz since 99, and you know he loves his weapon of choice sometimes to be a very to say professionally phallic weapons.
Yeah.
Of sorts. And Schwartzy and Louis had a very interesting bout last year at Street Trash. Well, we're going to run it back, but this time they're bringing some friends. Schwartzy is going to bring his tag team partner in, not only in the ring, but in real life, Rain West, former RPW Rust Belt Deathmatch champion of close to 600 days. Yeah. And they're going to take on the Low Life Louis and I guess his primary care physician, I guess, Dr. Redacted, in a wild death match tag team match.
Yeah, that, I mean, those four, I'm just looking at them. I'm like, I saw that, I was like, holy shit. So, yeah, and Low Life Louis, close personal friend of friends of mine, the Shining Wizards Podcast Network, and definitely a fan favorite amongst people that I know. Know these things. And obviously Dr. Redacted, the current Insane Eight ICW Milwaukee champion, good friend of both of ours, big fan. So anytime that guy's in the ring, yeah, you're definitely going to be glad that you guys are way up there.
Yeah, I'm so glad. It was a completely different story going from the Berwyn Eagles in Chicago for Animosity to this for Miasma. I am away from all the stuff, so it's going to be a lot of fun though.
Yeah, and like I said, just real quick, I do want to shout out Akira and Dr. Redacted at last month's show. One of the best, most entertaining death matches I've ever seen, and maybe matches in general. So both of those two showed out, so that was awesome.
Well, hell yeah, I like both those guys. I'm a big Akira mark, and Akira's doing some rad stuff. Yeah. And Redacted is probably one of those wrestlers that is becoming very popular across the deathmatch scene. So the more he is doing, so we're glad that people are getting hip to Redacted. And I love Redacted's work too. So it's very exciting to see this. It's going to be a very interesting matchup, to say the least.
Yeah. So that's that. That might be obviously you know, that's definitely a show stealer, more of those low key, you know, shows. That's going to be tough to top, you know, so it's really if it's the first or second match going on. So,
I mean, I don't know the order. I won't know the order until we get there. So, yeah. You know, I only know as much as all you kids do. So, you know, once we get there and I see the lineup and I see in my notes, you know, who's who. All right. We'll run it, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then next we got a Ruthless Pro Wrestling Kamikaze Championship match.
All right, so the Kamikaze Championship is what we established last year at RPW's Take As Needed for Pain. It is a title that will be traveling across the deathmatch scene, can be defended wherever and whenever with whoever holds it. And currently the holder of the title is the Carnivore, Remington Roar. And he is hot off of a defense of his first defense of 2024 against Public Enemy number one, Eric Dillinger. Fantastic match he had at Animosity. Well, he's going to be taking on a man, one of many international talents we've had for this show. We have the Deathmatch Reaper, Vic Craig. He is from New Zealand. Okay. He is a multiple-time deathmatch and tag team champion in New Zealand. He's actually the inaugural Legacy Pro Wrestling New Zealand Wrestling Champion and the first-ever New Zealand deathmatch champion. He pops in and out in Australia a lot. And this is his very first U.S. excursion. So he's already this week been doing some matches in H2O against and with his traveling partner for this, Joel Bateman, the Smash Hit, which we'll talk about later because he'll be involved in a match. Yeah, I think he's enjoying his time in the States thus far.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, definitely. You know, multi-continent, so... Mm-hmm. But then, and like I said, I know I told you guys this earlier and I messaged Chris on this, but one of my favorite name championships of all time, the Ruthless Pro Wrestling Rust Belt Championship. I just love the name of the title. The title looks great. It totally fits the aesthetic of what, you know, us Midwesterners are all about. So I know I hate to keep gushing about it, but I fucking love it. I really do.
No, I think it's I love titles that are very unique, that doesn't feel like it's a copy off of, you know, and this is just me, and this is just my opinion. I hate when independent companies copy a famous title, and to copy that style, and like you shape it as your own and everything. And the Rust Belt, it has a person with a gas mask. We started this company in the middle of a pandemic. It's not gold, it's not silver, it's rust, it's copper. You know, you have the buzz saws on the sides. It's our deathmatch championship. Spikes, you know, blood, guts, you know, it's truly a fantastic title and built and produced. And I don't know if you've ever held it. It's a heavy belt. It's a girthy belt. And it's made from a Hiberian championship belt. It's probably one of the best belt makers in the country, bar none.
And a sponsor of Ruthless Pro Wrestling.
And also a sponsor of RPW shows. Absolutely it is.
Yeah, so real quick sidetrack. So if you can get me a picture with that belt in July when I see you, I'll love you forever. I'll just say that.
We will make sure that happens, whomever is the champion. But more on that a little bit later.
Yeah, so what's going on with this match then?
This is for the Kamikaze, the Kamikaze title. We're going to put, Remington's going to defend it. I mean, Remington is not, not unfamiliar with international foes. I mean, he did a small run in Big Japan Pro Wrestling with the Bakugaijin crew in 2023. So, you know, he's very familiar about getting his name out there. I truly believe that this is the year that people will stop calling Remington Roar underrated. And I think he will be one of those people on the tips of tongues when you talk about great current deathmatch wrestlers.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple time in the insane entrance. So yeah, I think Remington Roar, especially after that awesome match they had with Dillinger, obviously one tough son of a gun. Yeah, I think you're spot on there. So I think it's his year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But speaking of that Rust Belt Championship, who's battling for this one?
I'm going to assume this is going to be our main event. It is a four-way for the RPW Rust Belt Deathmatch Champion. So our current champion, the inaugural King of the Kill winner, Tommy Vendetta has been really just irking every single person when he runs in the ring. He's breaking weapons, not against his opponent, just in general. He's winning in very sly and dickish ways, and we've had enough. So RPW management says that you cannot roll up your opponent. You can't sneak out a win once again. Can't squeak out something. You're going to go to Jersey, and you're going to lose this title, more or less. You're not leaving with that title. Absolutely not. So we have three of the most badass individuals that we have found on the planet. I say planet because one of those people of this four-way is UK wrestler Lou Nixon. This is his RPW debut. He's a former MMA fighter turned pro wrestler. He is a regular and current champion in places like Rise Underground Wrestling. He's the current European Deathmatch champion. He's part of Kumite Combat Wrestling, where he's the current openweight champion. He is part of the British Top Team stable in the UK. He is a badass. He's an absolute monster. He's been known as Lights Out Lou Nixon before. Okay. If that tells you anything about Lou Nixon.
Yeah.
He is incredible. Another man in that four-way, Otis Koger. He has been on a hot streak as of late. Very popular as of late. Part of the 440 Yellow. Recently just had a brutal no-rope barbed wire match against Hardway Heater at Animosity just last month. He has major victories against Eric Dillinger and Judge Joe Dredd. Who could forget last January at this time it's war, where him and Atticus took on Midwest Scum for the tag titles in that brutal tag team death match.
Yeah.
Very, very popular. I feel like Atticus and Otis are great wrestlers, and Atticus, you can go on and on about Atticus, but I feel like sometimes Otis doesn't get his flowers. Mm-hmm. And I think Otis is very impressive for what he is and what he does and how demented he can get. But you talk about other former champions, you talk about people with a chip on their shoulder. Hoodfoot Mo Atlas lost the RPW title to Atticus at Animosity. He is one of the top deathmatch wrestlers currently going on today. Former American Deathmatch World Champion, major bouts in 2023 in RPW against people like John Wayne Murdoch and Dr. Redacted and Judge Joe Dredd and Sam Beal and Apollo Starr and Zach Thomas. You know, brother made a statement at his match with Madman Pondo, where he established his name in the deathmatch scene. So all four of these gentlemen are going to be battling out for Big Copper itself or the Rust Belt.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. But then we've got, speaking of Midwest Scum, after that we have Will 440H accept the Midwest Scum's challenge.
So it's 440. 440. Oh, yeah. So it's a basis. Yeah, yeah. It's a basis of the area code of the Cleveland area where most of the original group was a part of. 440, as of today, as of the day of this recording, has accepted the challenge for Midwest Scum. So back at Whiteout in December, Zach Thomas was battling Hoodfoot for then the RPW world title, and the so-called right-hand man of RSP, Ricky Shane Page, Christian Napier, interrupted the match and cost Hoodfoot and Zach Thomas basically a winner in the bout. So it ended in a no contest. And Christian Napier went one-on-one with Zach Thomas back in Animosity, got his ass whooped, but Napier still weaseled his way into other people's problems and basically said that, you know, RSP and Vincent Nothing, Faith in Nothing, 440 Blue want the RPW tag titles. So Zach Thomas and the Dread King Logan, coming back from taking some time off, are going to be defending those tag titles. Close to almost 2 years. Over 2 years as champions right now. They've defended against a who's who of tag teams across the country. And so it'll be good to see Dread King back. Zach Thomas, an incredible wrestler himself, and yeah. has some relations a little bit and related to all the shenanigans, whether directly or indirectly, with the members of 440. So both yellow and blue. So it's very interesting to see all these webs being tied together yep. for the tag titles.
Yeah. And then after that, we've got Razor Boards and Panes of Glass.
So we have two more great international first-time-ever matchup against these two gentlemen. The Smash Hit, Joel Bateman, coming from us from Australia. You know, a regular in places like Dude, Where's My Ring? And Deathmatch Down Under. If you have never seen Dude, Where's My Ring? It's on YouTube. I highly recommend it. It is a fantastic no-ring deathmatch company out of Australia. It is absolutely entertaining. My main man, I got to give him a shout out. Rafe Houston of Faces of Feels podcast does great on commentary. It's a fantastic, very fun scene there in Australia. So I highly recommend checking out Dude, Where's My Ring? But Joel Bateman, you know, no stranger in RPW. We saw him at King of the Kill. He made it to the quarterfinals in that. And Danny Darko, coming from us from the UK, debuted at Street Trash last year. Yeah. And you know, he's since last year, Danny Darko has bulked up a little bit and won himself some titles as well. And he's doing very well in the UK scene. He's actually the current Kumite Combat Wrestling Death Wolf champion. Which is, I believe, their deathmatch championship right now. So, very exciting for this first-time matchup between these two with Razor Boards and Panes of Glass. And then afterwards, I think both these men enjoy a nice adult beverage. Joel Bateman likes IPAs. Danny Darko likes light beers. It's cheers for everybody after this match.
Well, I definitely got to go with the light beers. I am not an IPA guy.
I'm not either. I got to be in a mood. I like a good amber to dark beer myself.
I do love my ambers too. So shout out to Sockeye Brewery all the way out in Idaho. Probably the Angel's Perch Amber, one of my personal favorites.
Ooh.
If I could track some down, maybe I'll bring you some.
My man.
Yeah, I just got it. Yeah, next time I go out to Idaho, so maybe I'll have somebody mail some. But I don't know if that's legal or not. But hey, whatever.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a heck of a man list of two international talents. Really cool. I mean, people all the way from Australia, New Zealand, that's, you know, it's really cool. Cause listen, I mean, then, you know, they make a name here and then they, you know, that transcends to their promotions. Like, dude, where's my right? That is just genius.
It's a fantastic, it's so fun. It's so fun. The characters, the wrestlers, the action, and they do a lot of their shows in like breweries. So okay. It's really rad how they do it.
Yeah, and like I said, it sounds like Australia, and then obviously, you know, New Zealand, wrestling scenes are starting to kind of like branch out a little bit in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. That makes me happy. But next, we have Tokyo Towers and Light Tube Bundles.
So I'd be remiss if this title, this match is brought to you by the good people at Kings Road LLC. They do fantastic coverage and support of a lot of great wrestling companies and coverage of the wrestling scene itself. And Kings Road loves those cats, really love their Tokyo Towers. And if you're unsure what a Tokyo Tower is, it's literally you get a bundle of tubes and then you stack super tall light tubes. And so it looks like it's just like a giant, like you have a base and then you built it that like it almost looks like a tower and people. And so they're like mega tall. So they look like they're giant, these giant contraptions of light and pain of light tubes. So Tokyo Towers, we have one of the top deathmatch wrestlers in John Wayne Murdoch. Taking on Yusaku Ito of Japan. Now, Ito, for those who don't know, he's a mainstay in places like Big Japan Pro Wrestling, Freedoms, Pro Wrestling Team Dera. He is a frequent tag team champion in Japan in multiple companies. And just last year, he had some notable matches against people like Takeda, Los Macizos, and the Baka Gaijin tag team of Madman Pondo and the Necro Butcher. So we have a very interesting, very first time matchup between John Wayne Murdoch and Ito. I'm not sure if this is Ito's first time in the United States, but we're very excited to get more international coverage of what we're doing in RPW and John Wayne Murdoch. What's there not to say about John Wayne Murdoch? One of the top deathmatch wrestlers from across the scene. He is a man that when you see him on a card, you know you're in for some hell of a great deathmatch action. We last saw him last year he was in Street Trash facing off against Hoodfoot. He was part of that four-way in Chicago at Take His Need for Pain last year against Abdullah Kobayashi, Atticus Koger, and Tommy Vendetta. So very excited always to have the Duke with us on a show. Big supporter of us, and we're a big supporter of him, so we're very excited.
Dude, that's awesome. So, yeah, John Wayne Murdoch, definitely one of my favorites going on. So, but next, so we have the Danny Havoc Viking tribute match.
So we're going to be in a place where the Danny Havoc, unfortunately, is no longer with us. He was a great deathmatch wrestler in the scene, and a lot of people enjoyed and appreciated the work he did. He is someone that has helped with H2O for so many years that he's a Hall of Famer. His mm-hmm. banner, his picture is right on the rafters there in the H2O Wrestling Center. Schlack and Clint Margera are going to be facing off. Schlack was the very last opponent of Danny Havoc before he unfortunately passed. And Clint Margera from the UK, your regular in places like TNT, and once again, Kumite Combat Wrestling, Rise Underground Wrestling, and Kamikaze Pro. And he adored and admired Danny Havoc. So we are going to be bringing back maybe some items, interesting contraptions that Danny Havoc really liked to use in his matches. Nice. And we're going to be dusting those off. And I think these two gentlemen are going to not only beat the hell out of each other, but show some love and respect for a man they both loved and respected. And wherever Danny Havoc is on another plane of existence, hopefully he will be checking out this match and smiling about what the action that these two are going to give to each other.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, Schlack is definitely one of my all-time favorite deathmatch wrestlers, people in general. His new album, listen, with his band Eat the Turnbuckle, is great.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to that the other day. And then Danny Havoc, like you said, obviously close to home here. He's got deep, deep, deep Wisconsin roots. Our home promotion, Dysfunction, him and Danny Havoc trained for years. So it's really cool that you guys are doing this, obviously for him. So that was really cool. And so what two better guys to represent that brand. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for the Ruthless Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship.
So initially, we announced that Atticus Koger was going to be defending it against Jake Chris. Unfortunately, Jake Chris had an incident happen, and he will no longer be able to join us in Jersey, unfortunately. So Atticus is calling out everyone, and why not in a time where literally everybody and their mother in the wrestling world, wrestling, deathmatch, independent, current WWE, AEW, independent person, everybody and their mother is in the general facility. The greater Philadelphia areas are there. So he's throwing down the challenge. He's throwing the cross the line. Come enter H2O. Face someone like the last nail, Atticus Koger, a man who is a self-proclaimed most dangerous professional wrestler. And obviously, if you've seen any matches with Atticus Koger, he proves it every single time. But Atticus is more than just a person with that uses skewers in his matches. He's more than just a deathmatch wrestler. He's a very good, very established wrestler. We saw that at Animosity. Now, how he won the title, that's up to debate whether that was needed or not. But Atticus still got the job done. He is our RPW world champion, and he's calling out everyone and anyone who wants to come and take the strap.
Nice. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I've got no idea. Like you said, it's just...
I have no idea, and I'm calling the match. How do you think I feel?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And actually, I did mess up. I did forget one. This is 1,000% on me. But we did forget to mention the Rusev's Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championship match.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what we talked. Midwest Scum and Will.
Okay, that's right. Okay,
Will be defending against 440 Blue in RSP and Vincent Nothing. They have officially accepted the challenge as of today, the day of this recording. So
perfect. Okay, that's what I thought. So I just wanted to double check.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, but Peapod, my friend, as always, bring in the heat, bring in the knowledge. Obviously, is that if people aren't aware, if they can't make it to Morristown, New Jersey, if they're not in the area,
Williamstown, New Jersey.
Why do I keep seeing? I know why I keep seeing Morristown. So, yeah, this lack of sleep thing is getting to me. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. I get it. I totally get it. If you can't join us at Williamstown, New Jersey, you can join us live on IWTV. But if you are joining us in Williamstown, New Jersey, bell is at 3 p.m. Doors are at 3 p.m. Bell is at 4 p.m. And it will be streaming live on IWTV. And I'd be remiss and say that this is powered to you by our friends at Hyperion Championship Belts, Deathmatch Worldwide. We also got Spooky Dust Podcast and also our friends over at Marks R Us.
Nice. And listen, if you do watch on IWTV, you can hear the dulcet tones of my good friend here, Ruthless Peapod, with his great commentary friend. So John's going to be there also.
John, unfortunately, made the announcement today. John Bullard, unfortunately, cannot make it on the show. He's got some family things going on, and I love the brother to death, and I completely understand. But I am going to be joined by an absolute legend himself, the hardcore giant, Ron Neamey, will be joining me on commentary. Yeah, how about that? That is gonna be nerve-wracking for me.
Nice, dude. Nice. So at least you'll have some protection if things do, scramble up.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
which is really great. It's not Ron Neamey's a Midwestern guy himself. And he's an incredible knowledge, and he's been in this industry for so long, and it's just a wealth of entertainment and knowledge of what he does, and I'm very honored to share the commentary booth with him. I never thought I would do something like that with someone like him, and I'm very honored. I'm very excited. I've only been doing commentary now for just about 3 years. I think my 3-year anniversary is coming up because my very first show was in 2021 for RPW's Slamdemic Part 2.
Okay.
And from there I've grown. Now granted, I've been a broadcaster before that. That was my 9-to-5 previously. But I'm very excited, very honored to share the booth with Ron. So it's going to be very exciting nonetheless.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So, I will put all the links. If you're not following Peapod on the social medias, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Make sure you're following Ruthless Pro Wrestling for any updates.
Absolutely.
For future shows. There's some future show announcements that we talked about that yours truly is very excited about. But I can't thank you enough, man. Listen, as always, like I said, you are definitely becoming quickly one of my favorite monthly guests on this show, so I can't thank you enough. So,
well, happily to be on. Of course, ruthlesspro.com. Go check it out. Like you said, if you want to follow me on social media and some of my adventures, not only just in RPW, but we just announced John Bullard, as we mentioned, his company, Chaotic Combat Wrestling. I'm going to be joining on the desk there.
Nice.
They just announced their first show in June. I'm going to be doing potentially some stuff with a couple other companies coming up. But also coming up in August, our inaugural, our now annual deathmatch tournament, King of the Kill, is happening as well. So all that information, all that, and all our socials, ruthlesspro.com. Check it out.
Yeah, and listen, maybe someday you'll be commentating for the Insane Eight, which is the week after King of the Kills. So I'm just throwing that out into the universe.
I mean, hey.
You know, if you want to make
they need a commentator, holler at me. I like Wisconsin. Yeah, I like cheese.
Yeah, if you know, I'll definitely talk to some people. So, but yeah, dude, my friend, listen, I can't thank you enough. Have a great time. Listen, I won't be in the audience, but I will be catching it the next day for sure. So I do have to do some work this weekend, but I appreciate you, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Of course. Thank you, sir.
All right, later, dude.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.